Dog mushers in remote Alaska are breathing a sigh of relief as fishing restrictions are being relaxed on the Kuskokwim River. Mushers along that western Alaskan river feed their dogs fish, but this year, because of the restrictions, they got a late start. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
Bethel musher John Simon's 24 or so huskies eat at least 8 medium-sized salmon each day. That can include bony parts from the coveted king salmon.
I was worried about getting more fish for the dogs, because when we're fishing for kings, you know, we usually have heads and backbones, stuff like that, and we didn't have that this year.
That's because fish managers are trying to protect the dwindling king salmon population on the Kuskokwim by restricting most mesh nets. That means mushers like Simon have also been unable to catch chum salmon, also known as dog salmon, a main staple of a Kuskokwim sled dog's diet. 30 miles upriver in the village of Akiak, 16-time Iditarod racer Mike Williams Sr. in his native language says hardships are a part of a musher's life. Despite this year's setback, he says he and his family will continue to provide for the dogs.
If they have no food, then they will have no food, but we will gather scraps if we have to.
In nearby Guithluk, musher Max Olick says he'll rely more than ever on his community and his own money to get his team through the long winter.
We start to run short around spring, in April. These dogs have a tough appetite. The food can sustain them longer if you also use commercial dog food. This is more expensive, but all mushers around here know that food comes with a price, either in our store or down the river.
Back in Bethel, John Simon is planning on spending extra hours on the river to make up for lost time.
Just gonna have to work harder. We work for our food. We work for our fish. Our ancestors did it. That's the way it is in our culture. You have to work for it. It's not going to be given to us.
Simon and the other mushers will get that chance. Fish managers have opened up the river now that the majority of kings have passed through. Now mushers will face a new race, a race to hang and dry enough chum and coho salmon to keep their team strong for the winter racing season. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.